the step he earned.
Yeah, roll call. I'm here. Roll is absent. Stacy?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
And no Randy. Okay. All right. Pledge of Allegiance.
Salute flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I would love to, but I wasn't. Oh, the agenda. Yes, I approve the agenda. My meeting is minutes for that.
Can you guys say your names again?
Jason.
Jason?
Yeah.
So which one's Jason?
Jason.
Jason, and that's Sean?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Stacy's in Susanville.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Can I get a second, Stacy?
I'll second it.
Agenda is approved. Can I get a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll motion to approve.
This is first, Jason is second. Okay. All those in favor?
We have you roll, huh?
No. Oh, we do. I say aye.
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 We're all good.
The ayes have it.
Hang on. The first and the second. This is for the eyes of nature.
So I do this and then I just check.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right, public comment. We have any public comment? Gonna go with no. Moving on to reports, board members. Stacy, you got any reports?
No.
Jason?
I have nothing to report.
All right. Executive director, you're ready.
Okay. So I did. Hopefully you guys got to see my report. So I'm waiting to hear back from Kirak. Stephanie, you told me that he had an appraiser come. It's a few weeks already. Meanwhile, we did order an updated report from Colliers, who had done one for this property. But when we were gonna go through, what's the bank's name?
Umpqua.
Umpqua.
Thank you.
Why I remember that, I don't know.
Umpqua hired them to do an appraisal for them. So it was easy for them to come and do an updated version. And I want you to know what they valued at. $1,250,000.
Wow, right about what we were already signed up to.
Yeah. So I have shared it with Mr. Kirak and asked if we could see theirs. And I haven't heard anything. I'm sure not also. But anyway, that's in play. Hopefully.
That's our newest that you got.
1.250. Right. 1,250,000. So that's what's happening. It's just it's a hectic time. Start of the year. We've had a couple people out with COVID. Misty's in a classroom subbing, which makes it really, really challenging. Whitney's been coming, Kathy Sherman's been coming, which means they're not doing their other things, but everybody, you know, as usual, the team pulls together and helps cover each other.
So on this latest and greatest appraisal, our council is behind us 100%. They should value the sales agreement to begin with.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
but again, we can be taking legal action with a percentage chance of, you know, prevailing. So we're trying to be. Thank you. That's the word.
Who are the two appraisal companies?
So we use Colliers International. I'm happy to share that one with you. And I don't know who he used, right? We don't know who came for that appraisal. He said it was somebody out of Reading. I had the impression it was someone he knew. But I haven't seen a report yet from them. So I guess we'll see what they value the debt, and maybe then he'll be done with thinking it's worth lots more.
Well, because we already threw extra money at him. He said no.
But he did sign that extra amendment, which took into consideration that we are able to continue to lease it for a longer period of time if we need, and it does provide a set of steps for coming back together and renegotiating.
At 15% more is the number that
I got him to come down from that.
Sorry, I just
no. No, I know. That's your thing.
Me a lot.
Yeah. So. Yep.
Anything else? Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. I guess we're a little early for Lillian.
We are.
It's too fast.
No, I think we should keep going and we can come back if that's acceptable to everyone. Right. And those were all submitted to you. I think we did not get Portola's because Jared's been out.
Got the Rona too? Is that still a thing? Rona?
And he is down for the count.
I rolled vehicles. I never heard that. I'm not kidding. It's funny.
Yeah.
And that was the second home ground. So
sorry.
Yeah, I thought the same thing as you when y'all was on the floor.
We'll move on to seven and then we'll circle back. Correct it,
LCAP. So I have to submit the LCAPs. I submit them to the county. I submit them to the county, though we're not required to submit them to the county. We also submit them to our authorizers. They have the responsibility of reviewing it, but they let the county take the lead on reviewing it for them with a fine-tooth comb because they're well-trained on doing that. So I want you to know the county has to do all the districts, don't have to do ours, they do it to help the districts. So we're always the last ones that they review. So it's pretty, I looked back even last year, it was this late before they came back with a couple comments. And so I highlighted some things. It was very few items. I transposed a couple numbers and a grammatical error. So those have been corrected and resubmitted. So they are good to go.
Moving on to A, do we want to wait for A until?
I think so.
Financial report?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll move on to A, B. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated salary schedule. So I'll need a motion second and we can discuss.
I motion to discuss it.
You can approve it.
If you make a motion to approve.
I'll second it. I looked at it. I don't really have any questions.
Okay.
I'll second
it. Well, it should always be a motion and a second that puts it active for us to really have a discussion on. And then we can take the vote once we're done discussing if we have any discussion.
Any questions or comments, Stacy?
No.
You're good?
Yeah, I didn't see anything catching on.
All right. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy, absent. Motion passes. Okay. Discussion, possible action regarding approval of updated high school graduation requirements. Do I have a motion to approve?
I motion to approve, but I have a couple questions.
Okay.
I second.
All right. Okay, does this affect current high school students?
So I don't see why not if it's advantageous to them, okay?
No, because, and I'm asking as a parent, not a board member right now, because my daughter has done two CTE pathways and has more college credits than she needs. So we're making her do art history. She hates it. I don't know why. That was my favorite class. But
is she on an A through G track?
No.
Okay. Because the UC, you know, University of California is not accepting using a CTE course in place of a visual performing arts course.
Yeah.
But if she's not following that track, no problem.
Oh my goodness, she's gonna be so excited.
You probably want her to make an appointment with Ms. Sherman because
yes.
Figuring out how to make those corrections.
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Sean, aye.
Aye.
Stacy, aye. Jason, aye. Randy, aye. Okay. Discussion possible action regarding approval updated COVID-19 safety. Do I have a motion?
Motion to talk about it.
To approve.
To approve. Okay, Jason first.
I'll second it.
Second, all right. Discussion.
What's updated? Are we less restrictions?
A ton less. You looked at it, the amount of strike throughs are breathtaking. Okay. The state has done away with so much, it's crazy. The one policy that does more about employees still has some restrictions because Cal OSHA requires certain things for our employees, you know, that they have to be out for a certain length of time. When they come back, they have to wear a mask, you know, they have to test negative, all these kinds of things, whereas we don't have that for students at all. Okay. So we just lightened it to go along with what, you know, the California Department of Public Health is saying we should be doing. So we've said in there, we recommend you wear a mask indoors, but there's no requirements.
Yep. And there's no person checking them in every day, asking all those questions. Okay, perfect.
So we're back to, if you have a cold, stay home.
Stay home. Back to normal. We're back to that normal sort of thing. And if you suspect, you know, we have kits here. If you need a test, you want to check, you can come, you know, let you come check.
Beautiful. Good to hear.
All right, roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma absent. Stacy.
Aye.
Here comes Randy.
Jason.
Aye.
Hey, Randy.
Randy.
So I'm going to make note that Randy joined us at 5:57. Thank you.
Yes, she is. And she's muted.
You are muted, Randy, in case you didn't know.
Hi, Randy.
No, I'm not. There we go. Hi.
Are you laughing that you finally got to the computer?
Well, you know, it's just been a weekend. And yeah,
you know, it's Thursday, right?
We didn't have a day off this week. We okay. Have those midweek weddings that are fun. Yeah.
Yep. Got it.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, moving on. AE, discussion of possible action regarding approval of admissions and enrollment procedures. Do I have a motion? Jason's first.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
What is this for? Give me a little synopsis.
Yep, happy to do this. So we have never had a specific list board approved of what we will accept documentation wise from families when they come to enroll. Okay, we've had so many problems getting birth certificates. So this school's been collecting birth certificates from everyone forever. And I checked with the lawyers and everyone I could, and they only collect it from kids first entering the school. So like kindergartners you collect it for, or somebody coming from out of state where you don't have proof. We are supposed to accept what's in that cumulative file. Even the parent can sign an affidavit and say, this is the age my kiddo is in. So what you see now is a list of what they can provide. And it's just, it's clean. There's no question. It's a policy.
Perfect.
Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason? Randy?
Aye.
That's an aye.
Item F, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated Title IX, harassment, etc. Do I have a motion to approve?
A motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Discussion?
Yes. Yes. What is the bullying policy number 6015? And what's your that first?
Title IX is a mandated policy every governmental organization needs to have.
Okay.
That addresses harassment, intimidation, discrimination. And so there was a small change to language. This isn't a policy. I get to say anything. The lawyer writes this policy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. And so they said there were a couple little updates in language. One of the things that got clarified this go round was that I can't be the decision maker for something and the investigator. Like, it just separates out duties very specifically.
Oh, so you can't be the judge, the jury.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
sense. I never could be, really. I never would be, but it needed it to be spelled out clearly in there.
Well, okay. So in the bullying policy 6015, it basically just breaks down that you can't be every single person as far as case by case.
So
or
this is a multi-long document.
Okay.
Written in legalese, the whole thing. So the whole we've numbered it policy 6015, but an absolute requirement of the organization that we have a Title IX policy that addresses these issues. We've had all along, but as they have more protected classes, we have to update it. And this time it wasn't a change in protected classes, it was more of a change in procedures.
Well, I just wanted to, is there some policy to where I just don't want to see this school turn into other schools that I've seen where they have 2, 3, 4 problem children that just bring down the whole entire school? Is there like a 3 strikes, 1 out and then 3 outs if you're a bad bully, bad apple?
So in our, we have policies on suspension and expulsion. And it's actually in our charter. It's
good.
Completely spelled out in great detail because that's another legal piece. Okay.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But are you aware of anything that makes you concerned?
Yes. It has nothing to do with our charter schools. It has to do with the Unified School District and
okay.
the horror
well,
stories
take,
that are going on
care,
elsewhere.
We take care of our business is all I'm going
to
say. Okay.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. There's a few problems. There's a few bad apples that can just ruin a school.
Absolutely.
And I see it happening.
Do you know Mrs. B?
Schools.
Have you met Mrs. B?
Absolutely know Mrs. B.
Yeah. She's not taken.
No, she's not.
No.
And my child was involved with some stuff a while back too, and she thought somebody was bullying, and we got down to the bottom of it.
Right.
Know? But at the same time, we have something written in stone.
Absolutely.
To where this suspension, next step, you're gone.
Yeah.
Cool.
We don't call them strikes. There's a grace word.
No.
But you get 3 chances. I agree with this point.
Also, basically, so it is a 3-chance policy. And then,
I want to say it depends,
right?
What's the severity? What did you do?
Progressive,
you know, if you bring a weapon to school, that's not a little pocket knife. That's probably pushing you to the end immediately. You know what I mean? Like, there's.
We have a lot more latitude than a.
That's just my water.
Yeah.
I love the way we run things here, and I'm hearing horror stories elsewhere in the Unified School District, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Cool. We get lots of kiddos.
we get audience. We do. Yes, we do.
And we're happy to work with them. So,
Stacy or Randy, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay, we're going to go with roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy? She froze.
She's looking frozen.
She does look frozen.
Okay, we're gonna back up to.
There's Miss Lillian is here. Lillian's filling in for Genevieve, who is away right now.
So we're gonna back up to the finance report. It's your show, Lillian.
Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Thank you for having me. Let me share my screen here. Okay, is that big enough for you?
We haven't seen it yet, so there we go.
Okay, let me know when you see it.
It's good.
Good? Okay, awesome. All right, so My name is Lillian Matu, and I'm, like Sherry said, I'm filling in for Genevieve. Just here to present your unaudited actuals for fiscal year 21-22. And what are you looking at right now is kind of summary of the revenues and expenses in a consolidated form for both schools. And also on the right, it's broken up per school. And as you can see, Long Valley Charter kind of came almost spot on from what was budgeted on the second interim budget. There was a little bit of overage in the federal revenues. And this was mainly because the Forest Reserve grant and the National Lunch Program was under budgeted. So that came up a little bit higher than was budgeted. And then under the other revenues, we had a lot of one-time funds that came in at the later part of the year. And that was also under budgeted. So hence why there's such a huge variance here. And then also for the local revenue, we had sped revenue that was also under budgeted. And so there was an overage of, in total, there was an overage of about 13%. So that's on the revenues. On the expenses, everything kind of almost lined out, except a few places like here, we were just off a little bit. But all in all, the expenses came in under at 97.4 variance. And your net surplus for Long Valley Charter School was 691,876 with an ending fund balance of 3.7M, which is pretty good. Thompson Peak, looking at the revenues, other state revenues came in higher. And the reason for that was also one-time funds and mostly one-time funds. And then under local revenue, also there was sped revenue that was also under budgeted. I forgot to mention on the other state revenues for Long Valley, there was also the well project that also we accrued for the remaining part of the revenues to be received this current year. So this was also part of why that was so high on that side. Expenses for Thompson Peak Charter, they didn't look so bad. The only big one here was the other outgo, which was high because it was under budgeted. There was some prior year miscoded expenses that we needed to kind of reconcile at the end of that last year. And so that's why this one was so much higher. So all in all, expenses were under what was budgeted by 89.3% and net surplus of $279,694. And fund balance is 1.6M, which again is pretty good for Thompson Peak. Now looking at the balance sheet, cash for both schools is at 3.6M and 2.2 of that is Long Valley Charter, 1.3 is Thompson Peak. And under accounts receivable, we have $461,000 for Long Valley and $294,000 for Thompson Peak. And this is all the revenues that were not received last year that we will receive this year. And a lot of that has already started coming in, so that should kind of clear out. Now, total assets, 3.9M for Long Valley and 1.7 for Thompson Peak, which is not bad. And then looking at the liabilities, total liabilities for Long Valley, $228,000, and Thompson Peak was $160,000. So the ending fund balance on the liabilities is 3.9 for Long Valley and 1.7 for Thompson Peak, which is still good. Looking at these liabilities here compared to your cash, you have plenty to cover a couple months actually almost a year. So that's why I say that is pretty good. Any questions so far?
No.
You know, I want to just mention, you've not met Lillian before, but I've been working with Lillian for years. She's the assistant finance director. And so as we've gone through different persons, Lillian's always been the assistant. So I think she knows our school better than anyone.
So we've got almost a year's worth of cash on hand already.
This is very
economic uncertainty. For me, really drives the need to do this.
This is great.
Yes, I agree. Especially if we were to see what we saw in 2020, where LCFF was kind of deferred for a couple of months, I think having a reserve to cover payroll and all those other liabilities is good. Cash on hand right now, we have at least 161 days, which is about 5 months. So I think we are Long Valley, I mean, both schools are looking pretty good on the reserves.
In fact, next month, I want to bring a board strategic plan for approval that outlines what our target is for our reserve. And if there's anything we want to tag, because where we're going to be actually in a few months is having to explain to the state, they're going to look at all our statistics, how much we spend on students, on teachers, and those kinds of things. And they look at the reserve. Our reserve is higher than what they want us to have, but we're going to explain that we're wanting a higher reserve due to future construction projects, economic uncertainty. And I think those are really good reasons, but I need that stated clearly that that's our intention.
Absolutely.
Not that we're not spending money on students and teachers, right? So that's a process coming up.
That's the tightrope.
Yep.
All right.
Stacy and Randy, anything on your question,
I'm good.
Head? Okay. So really these figures are here now, they're closing the books, and now the auditors will come in within probably the next month, and they'll go, the auditors came and visited us to look at all the compliance kinds of things and signed off that everything was great. Now they'll go and do all the financial audit and hopefully they'll agree with all those numbers. Lillian, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Nicely done.
Okay. Thanks. All right.
Okay, we're going to circle back to item 8A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of unaudited actuals. Do I have a motion?
Motion approved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second. Oh, if Randy wants to, that's right.
Sean, aye. Wilma, absent. Stacy,
aye.
Jason, aye. Randy,
aye.
Okay, future items, critical incident, updated ESSER.
ESSER is big.
Okay. Progress in Williams monitoring, procedures for college work, CAS, and I ready results. Meeting adjourned at
6:14.
You're fired, Sean. Record time, I was going to say.
This was a low one for me. This is